Hi everyone, welcome back to our show. I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Laura.
And we're talking about breakfast in Taiwan.
So yummy.
There's so many. And we talked about last time, Taiwanese omelet. Mm-hmm. I know that's your favorite.
Right.
And you like, ham sandwiches.
Right.
Right.
火腿蛋, actually, with eggs.
With eggs. Okay. And then we learned about a turnip cake.
Oh, 对, 萝卜糕, 萝卜糕也真的很好吃。
Yeah, and then, and for example, in Taiwanese omelets, you can add different things, like, right. I love to add cheese.
Yummy!
Cheese.
I love anything with eggs. 只要有蛋,我就觉得超棒,
So you'll love that. I like to add cheese, corn. You can add a lot of different things inside your Taiwanese omelet.
Right.
Now, of course, there's so much more to talk about. We still have a few more.
Right.
So, should we take a look for today?
Yeah, let's take a look.
Okay, let's see.
Start your day the Taiwanese way.
Soybean milk. Soybean milk is a staple of Taiwanese breakfasts. There are many different ways to enjoy it. Many people have it as a sweet drink. However, you can enjoy it as a salty snack too. The salty soybean milk tastes best when you have it with a fried breadstick. Baked wheat cake. This goes well with everything. It's the perfect meal for breakfast. Try putting some eggs and a fried breadstick in the middle. Of course, there are a lot more dishes to choose from. It's always hard not to order too much. However, there is one thing for sure, you'll never go hungry in Taiwan.
Sweet, sweet. Marcia doesn't like sweet tea, so she always drinks tea with no sugar. Marcia doesn't like sweet tea, so she always drinks tea with no sugar. Middle, middle. Look at this picture. I'm in the middle, between my two brothers. Look at this picture. I'm in the middle, between my two brothers. Choose, choose. Choose, chose, chosen. Arnie couldn't decide on a dessert, so his friend chose one for him. Arnie couldn't decide on a dessert, so his friend chose one for him. Order, order. I'd like to order the spaghetti and a cup of coffee, please. I'd like to order the spaghetti and a cup of coffee, please.
Okay, so back to our Taiwanese breakfast. This one, actually, I know everybody orders that. I order it all the time. It's soybean milk.
Ooh.
You don't like it?
It's not a big fan. Okay, 我没有那么喜欢豆浆 soybean milk, okay? 因为我就觉得它有... 豆味 I mean, I can
well,
eat tofu.
Soy,
I can
right?
eat tofu, but like, I just think it's kind of strange in a drink.
Maybe, oh, okay. Well, instead of saying soybean milk, you can also just say soy milk. So people say soybean milk or soy milk.
Mm-hmm.
But let's learn more about it because soybean milk, I know you can enjoy it two different ways. So maybe you might like the other way, which we'll learn later. It says, soybean milk is a staple of Taiwanese breakfast. Mm. Okay, when something is a staple, something means this thing is often needed or it's often used. It's enjoyed constantly, all the time by people.
Yum.
Okay, for example, flour and eggs are staple items for cakes. That means you need flour and eggs for cakes. Without it, you don't have a cake.
Mm-hmm.
Or having a barbecue is a staple of Moon Festival. It means people do this very often during this time. So we can use staple as this way.
我真的觉得中秋节烤肉一定是必要的。 Okay, 我们来看一下。 豆浆它是台式早餐的一项主要的产品。这里的staple是主要产品的意思。刚刚我们有提到像是 提到早餐一定就要有豆浆哦，这是一个主要必要的。但 staple 也可以用来表示主食的意思哦，像是 I need to buy some staples like bread and milk, okay, or rice is the staple of their diet, okay, 就是一个主食很重要的这样的意思。
Right, so for some people, maybe soybean milk is not a staple of Taiwan. Maybe it's black tea or milk tea or coffee.
Okay.
Alright, so, okay, you might not like it as a drink. It says there are many different ways to enjoy it.
Oh, 所以呢原来豆浆呢想用它有很多不同的方式。我们来看一下有什么。
Many people have it as a sweet drink.
这个是比较常见的。很多人把它当作一种甜的饮品。
So as a drink, as a sweet drink. Now, here we see our word, power word sweet. It's spelled S-W-E-E-T, sweet.Sweet is an adjective and it means something that has a lot of sugar. For example, desserts are sweet. So, for example, cakes, cookies, all of these things have a lot of sugar in it. So, it tastes sweet or they are sweet. For example, we can say, Marsha doesn't like sweet tea, so she always drinks tea with no sugar.Marsha doesn't like sweet tea, so she always drinks tea with no sugar.
Sweet, 我想到 sweet 就想到你、
like、
对呀、
啊 oh, sweet, so、sweet
这是甜的意思像是 sweet dishes, sweet foods 就是甜食类啦或是甜的一些菜啦我想到的呢就是红豆汤超甜的、or sweet desserts OK, 饭后甜点当然都是甜的 like cheesecake
I love、
right, tiramisu OK, or sometimes we say she likes her coffee sweet 她喝咖啡都要加糖 or that candy is too sweet. 有时候有没有吃到这个糖果太甜就会这么说啦。那 Marsha 呢她不喜欢甜的茶 OK, 所以呢 she always drinks tea with no sugar. 跟我一样喝茶都不加糖。
Same here. Alright, so instead of having it as a sweet drink, I know you don't really like this. Actually, however, you can enjoy it as a salty snack too. That's right. So you could turn it into a salty snack. Now, salty is the opposite of sweet. It means it has a lot of salt. Or we can also call it savory.When something is savory, it means it has a lot of flavors, like maybe it's salty, maybe it's spicy, and it has something that tastes really good. Exactly. So maybe for breakfast, someone might ask you, would you like something savory or sweet for breakfast? It means, would you prefer something salty that has more flavors, or would you prefer something sweet, like maybe cakes or something for breakfast?
Savory, 就像萝卜糕我觉得很棒。Okay. 我当然早餐是喜欢吃咸的啦。所以大家有没有猜到呢这个豆浆呢我们也可以把它当作一道咸的小点来吃哦。咸的英文我们可以用 salty 这个形容词 or savory 像是有些东西它很香很辣很咸我们也可以用 savory OK So salty foods I like would be like pizza OK or dumplings 水饺 fried chicken
Yes
Why am I making
crispy,
myself hungry?
Crispy fried chicken
啊，还有我喜欢 pumpkin soup 就是南瓜汤、可是南瓜其实有一点点 sweet、
A little bit
Yeah
OK Alright So next it says The salty soybean milk tastes best when you have it with a fried breadstick.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, so that's really cool. Instead of having it as a sweet drink, you can turn it into a salty dish as well. And you can usually eat it with a fried breadstick. Now, fried breadstick in Chinese is...
油条
Okay, that's easier for you guys. When something is fried, it means it's cooked in really, really hot oil. So, of course, French fries, fried chicken, all of these things are cooked in very, very hot oil.
咸酥鸡OK,
I love that as well.
OK, 所以吃咸豆浆的时候如果加入油条哦吃起来是最赞的而且好像还要加醋的样子 OK, 所以 fried breadstick 这里当然就是指油条因为 fried 就有炸的意思或有炒的意思像是炒饭就是 fried rice 那炸鸡呢就是 fried chicken 我知道 Celine 她超喜欢吃咸豆浆、她都会逼我吃一口 I'm like no
Really?
对啊
So you never tried it?
I've seen it, but
It doesn't
look good.
When
I smell it, 对它闻起来有点酸味 so I'm like really scared.
I do like it. So maybe Celine and I can both have this together for breakfast. And don't worry, I'll get you some Taiwanese omelets and turnip cake.
Okay.
Yeah, don't worry. And I'll get you your milk tea. I know you like that.
I love it.
All right, here's another Taiwanese breakfast dish. It's the baked wheat cake.
I can have this.
Yes, and this goes well with everything.
真的，这是什么呢？烧饼，因为烧饼跟所有东西都很搭。Go well with 就是说跟什么东西很搭的意思啦。
For example, oh, this shirt goes well with your jeans.
Oh my gosh.
Right?
And this leather jacket goes well with everything, basically.
Thank you. Oh my god, we are like fashion gods. Okay, all right. Back to our article. It says, it's the perfect meal for breakfast. That's right.
Oh.
This one you can eat with every single thing. You could eat it on its own. You could add stuff to it. It's perfect.
所以它真的是一道非常适合当早餐的一个餐点啦。
So you can, as you see in the article, it says, try putting some eggs and a fried breadstick in the middle.
Oh, okay. 就是又来到我最爱的蛋了。就是柿子在中间可以夹一些蛋啦，或者是刚刚提到的油条哦 Wow, so you put some eggs and fried breadstick in the middle.
That's right, middle here is our word, power word. It's spelled M-I-D-D-L-E, middle. The middle means in between two things. Now, it's going to be an equal distance between one end and the other end. Okay, we can also think of it like this. If you have an older brother and a younger brother, you are the middle child. Okay, now let's take a look at middle in a sample sentence. We can say, look at this picture. I'm in the middle between my two brothers. Look at this picture. I'm in the middle between my two brothers.
OK, middle 就是中间的。像是如果你的头发是中分的话呢，就可以说 you part your hair in the middle, in the center. OK,那有时候呢，我们会看一部电影，我们可能会说啦 the beginning and ending of the movie were good, but the middle was pretty boring.可能中间它有点沉闷，但是前面跟后面还不错啦。好，我们来看回刚刚的例句，就说哇，你看这张照片 ，I'm in the middle， 我在中间，在我两个弟弟的中间咯。
All right, so next it says, of course, there are a lot more dishes to choose from.
Of course, 当然啦，还有很多的早餐可以选择，台湾早餐超多的。
There's so many that we didn't even mention. There's so many dishes to choose from. Now, choose here is our word, power word. It's spelled C-H-O-O-S-E, choose.When you choose something, it means you decide on what you want to do or what you want to pick. For example, when you go shopping, you choose what you want to buy. You look and then pick what you like and then you buy it. For example, we can say Arnie couldn't decide on a dessert, so his friend chose one for him. Arnie couldn't decide on a dessert, so his friend chose one for him.
OK, 我们来看一下 choose, 就是选择啦。我们来看一下它的动词的三态的变化就是 choose, chose, C-H-O-S-E, chosen, C-H-O-S-E-N. 像是我们可能会说 Hey, which shirt would you choose? 可能你真要选衣服无法做抉择的时候。OK, 那它的名词呢当然就是 choice, C-H-O-I-C-E, 就是抉择。那有时候呢你如果无法两个选你就可以说 I can't choose between A and B. OK, 那我们刚刚的例句 Arnie 他也是一样啦他无法决定要什么甜点所以呢他就请他的朋友帮他选了一种 That's like me when I can't really choose which color I want.
Don't worry.
I'll ask you
or ask Celine. I'll choose one for you.
就说、哎、到底有什么颜色比较适合我
Yeah, everything will look good on you. Don't worry. All right, so the article then says it's always hard not to order too much. I know, right?
真的，有时候我们肚子很饿，然后尤其是早餐时候，我们想说，哦，我想吃这个、这个、这个、这个。
I know, we eat everything.
不要点太多，总是很困难。
Yeah, don't order too much. Now, order here is our vocab, it's our word power word. It's spelled O-R-D-E-R, order.Order here is a verb and it means to ask for food from a restaurant or a place you go to get food. For example, we can say, I like to order the spaghetti and a cup of coffee, please. I like to order the spaghetti and a cup of coffee, please.
Order 就是点餐点这样子一个动词哦。像是呢，哎 ，I'd like to order a large cheese pizza.
Yum.
Okay. Of course, you could also order a drink.、Mm. 你也可以点一杯饮料啊，等等。那我们看回刚刚的例句哦，他说：“麻烦你，我想要点什么呢 ？Spaghetti and a cup of coffee. 要点意大利面跟一杯咖啡哦。”
Ooh. Okay. Next, the article says, "However, there is one thing for sure.You'll never go hungry in Taiwan.
That is true.
There's so much food in Taiwan. It doesn't matter if you don't wake up in time for breakfast. Laura, there's always going to be a lunch spot for you, so you'll never go hungry in Taiwan. When something is for sure, it means that you know it is definitely true. It means without a doubt, certainly, surely,Without a doubt, you'll never go hungry in Taiwan.
对，还有那个永和豆浆，它是24小时
24 hours.
Hello. Okay, 不过有件事情是肯定的，在台湾你绝对不会饿肚子、拔豆腰。Okay, for sure, 就是肯定的，毫无疑问的。像在口语的时候，我们可能会说 Hey, do you want to come to the party? For sure, 就是 I certainly do, for sure, 一定的 Okay, 那 go 在这里呢，就是变成变得怎么样？那我们后面呢？哦，这时候我们要在这里 go 是连缀动词，所以后面要接形容词，像是呢 go crazy 变得疯狂、It's like kids at Disneyland.
Oh, that's me at Disneyland.
Actually, that's me too. Right? 我那时候去 Disneyland 的时候，我疯狂，而且 I went shopping.
Can you imagine if the both of us went to Disneyland? Oh my god, we will go crazy.
Okay, shopaholics. 而且我们会狂买一些的那种带回来也不会用的东西。
Oops.
Okay, but before we review, we have to go to our magic box.
Magic box, 找亮点。
I think my hair is starting to go gray.
哦，开始了。Hi.不小心让大家看到我在对着镜子自言自语，因为我实在太震惊了。今天早上起床又发现自己多了好几根的白头发。
I really think my hair is starting to go gray.
我真的觉得我的头发慢慢在变白啦。Go gray 不是在说去灰色哦。话说去灰色到底是什么意思啊？这里很明显的呢，把 go 当成是另外一种用法，不同于呢我们平常熟悉的另外一般动词的 go 去哪里到哪里的意思。那这里的 go 呢，当作连缀动词使用，后面呢直接加上形容词。那什么是连缀动词呢？连缀动词呢可以用来显示。变化，那后面呢就是直接加上形容词来表示主词的状态，简单呢来说呢就是主词连缀动词跟形容词这样的一个句型。例如呢 the guy went crazy, the guy went crazy, 主词呢就是 the guy 加上连缀动词 went, 后面再加上形容词 crazy 表示那个男人他疯了。Go 呢在这个连缀动词用法里面呢翻译叫做变得，通常指的是不好的变化，像是什么呢？ The milk smells like it's going bad. The milk smells like it's going bad. 那牛奶闻起来好像快要坏掉变质了。那其实连缀动词呢也不止这个 go 哦，还有什么呢？像是常见的 become。It's becoming dark. It's becoming dark. 天色渐渐黑啦。还有什么 turn.The leaves turn yellow in November. The leaves turn yellow in November. 叶子呢在十一月的时候变黄了。最后还有一个连缀动词是用来表示好的变化的，来考考大家哦，说不定你们都知道要怎么说 Ivy 的梦想终于成真了呢？
The answer is Ivy's dream finally came true. 你答对了吗？
Wait for it! It's review time! 复习时间到喽！
Alright, so for our review time, we're going to do fill in the blank.
Oh, I'm so good at that. Just a
can
call.
Okay,
try and beat me.
Please. She's our champion right now. Okay, I don't know what to blank between the
pink. 点什么 order.
Ah, wait. Between the pink one or the blue one.
不知道怎么选择 choose.
Good. Okay, close one. I almost tricked you there. Okay, this cake is very blank.I love it.
Sweet! 甜的
like you. Like you. Okay. I am ready to blink at the restaurant.
这一定是 order 了吧
Yeah, that's right.
点餐
All right, so, I like the beginning of the movie and the end of the movie, but the blank、
middle!
Was super boring.
I didn't like the middle as well.
I know. It made me、boring. Fall asleep. Okay,、but the beginning was good. All right, so did you guys get all the answers?
I did.
All right, and we hope you guys, of course, there's so much more to eat for breakfast.
So
there's so much to choose from, but we taught you a few of them.、Mm-hmm. Are these your favorites? It's、
yeah.
some of ours.
Yeah.
All right, so that's all the time that we have for today. We'll see you guys soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Start your day the Taiwanese way.
Soybean milk. Soybean milk is a staple of Taiwanese breakfasts. There are many different ways to enjoy it. Many people have it as a sweet drink. However, you can enjoy it as a salty snack too. The salty soybean milk tastes best when you have it with a fried breadstick.Baked wheat cake. This goes well with everything. It's the perfect meal for breakfast. Try putting some eggs and a fried breadstick in the middle. Of course, there are a lot more dishes to choose from. It's always hard not to order too much. However, there is one thing for sure, you'll never go hungry in Taiwan.
Sweet, sweet. Marcia doesn't like sweet tea, so she always drinks tea with no sugar. Marcia doesn't like sweet tea, so she always drinks tea with no sugar. Middle, middle. Look at this picture.I'm in the middle, between my two brothers. Look at this picture. I'm in the middle, between my two brothers. Choose, choose. Choose, chose, chosen. Arnie couldn't decide on a dessert, so his friend chose one for him.Arnie couldn't decide on a dessert, so his friend chose one for him. Order, order. I'd like to order the spaghetti and a cup of coffee, please. I'd like to order the spaghetti and a cup of coffee, please.